97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, I guess traveling is really stressful for people, which it can be stressful, I guess, depending
on
your specific...
Well,
it is stressful, but it's also exciting. Like, the overall feeling I have is excitement, but then, yes, there might be a little bit of stress getting ready and making sure that your flight's not delayed and all the things, but I guess people are so stressed out by traveling that there's this new trend called town sizing. It's a travel trend where people are opting to visit smaller towns, so it's lesser-known destinations instead of these major cities that are really, really popular and touristy. And they're saying that it's all about discovering the charming small towns over a bustling city and will hopefully lead to a little bit less stress.
Huh. I guess. Give me a beer. I'll be less stressed.
Sounds like everything stresses everybody out.
I know.
Like everything.
Thank you.
I'd be looking forward to vacation. You know, a little stressful, just if you got to drive.
Well, don't go on
way.
It if it's that stressful or not worth it. Just stay home.
Yeah, I may not take that cruise after all. I'm getting kind of stressed about it. Well, you could always drink some beer made by Eric Schmidt and Congressman Wesley Bell. So this is a bit, I've never heard of this before, but they claim that they've been doing it. They've done it before. It was launched back in 2017. I don't know how I've never heard of this before. It's part of AB's Brew Across America event. It's a bipartisan event and an annual competition in which congressional duos compete against each other for the Brew Democracy Cup. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Me neither. It must not be very good
beer. I wonder
beer.
What kind of beer
Sorry.
They went with. Like
or it's not good advertising.
Hoppy or...
I just can't imagine.
I love a good skunky. Sour beer.
I could be skunky for all
you
we
like
know.
Sour beer too, Ethan?
Love them.
The
yeah,
IPAs?
It's hit or miss. No. I mean, IPAs are good, but they can be a little too hoppy for me, but I really like sour beer.
Ugh.
Really?
They're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried one?
I'm sure.
I got a
I've
bunch of home I can bring in if you guys
yeah,
want
I'm not a big fan.
Well, I will in about 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, there you go.
Give me a little bit of time. Early September. I'd love to try some. Okay, I just want to preface this with the boy is okay, but there's a 9-year-old Minnesota boy who's recovering after an arrow went through his skull and into the center of his brain. His parents are calling it a miracle. So basically what happened was the dad was packing the family up for this hunting trip, and this actually happened back in March, but the boy slipped on ice that was in their driveway, and at the time he was carrying a bow and arrow. And it went straight through his head, basically. So the mom pulled the arrow out, and incredibly, the boy is okay.
Is there a picture of the arrow? I'm like,
I've not seen that, and I don't know if I want to.
Aren't you supposed to leave stuff like that in?
I thought you were supposed to. Like, if you're impaled by something,
right?
You're supposed to leave it in because if you pull it out, it actually can create more damage.
Bleeding.
all that blooding. I'm telling
blood
you.
To death. I'm just saying, I think you're right about that. I got a couple animal stories for you. First of all, bears, right? There was a woman in Wisconsin, 69 years old. She's out walking near Comstock, wherever that is, on July 12th, and a black bear attacked her. Ooh. And she was able to call 911 and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. But they had to track down the bear. This is 300 miles north of Milwaukee. That's way up there. And they had to find the bear and euthanize it once they found it. Apparently, it had a cub from what they were able to tell.
A little
and
protective.
They think that that's why it happened.
I mean, you see those videos of even the bears here in the St. Louis area, and people are taking videos because you just don't think they're actually going to attack you.
You hope. What do you start to say, Sue?
I don't know. So we kill the mother of a bear. Who
well,
is just
I think once they
taste
human blood, they worry that they'll do it again. So,
Or just don't go walking no more.
That's true. Stay out of the woods.
So you know how every other country calls soccer football? We're the only one, I guess.
Football.
Sorry, let me pronounce that correctly. Football. Okay. Well, Trump. And maybe this is all a joke. I feel like it is. But here's the USA Today headline. It says, Trump considers changing U.S. soccer to football and hosting the World Cup. And here's what USA Today says. He's already changed the name, like Gulf of Mexico, to Gulf of America. Like, hint, hint, he might do it again. He's not opposed.
But what's that? That's just very different. That's not political.
No.
Is he trying to appease the FIFA folks or something?
Yeah, you know, just trying to be consistent, I guess. He says they call it football. I guess we call it soccer, but the change could be made very easily. It's great to watch. That's what he said.
Did you see him at that when that team won the cup the other day in America?
Yeah.
And Trump happened to be in the stadium. He'd already gotten all this round of applause. So they let him carry out the trophy to the team. And then he just, like, the guy that was the other guy carrying the trophy, handed him the trophy and walked off the stage. Trump stood there, and they looked at him, and he looked at them, and then they all started cheering. So it was pretty funny.
Did not see that.
And somehow, of course, the media played it as if Trump had flubbed that, and he wasn't supposed to stay there and celebrate with the team.
What do you call actual, if you change soccer to football, what do you call actual football?
Oh, you're going to keep calling it football.
Throwy ball.
That's too
If they take it to you, that's a good question. If they take American football to Europe, which they've talked about expanding over there, they're not going to change the name of it. They'll just call it American football.
That's probably. Stupid.
Yeah.
I suspect.
What sports do you like? Well, I like hockey and I like basketball and I like American football.
Football.
I like football and American football.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. That's it.
Get more at 971talk.com.